It's the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
Hey, thanks to our sponsors, E-Town Kitchens and Baz Clark Jewelers, Cupper's Choice and Fonte Coffee, the Plumbing Doctor and Colton Steakhouse and Grill, and we're honored to have the governor here. Andy Beshear, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good morning. It is an early morning here at Churchill Downs.
You literally just got here.
I just rolled in, drinking my second cup of coffee, but really excited about what's going on in E-Town and across the Commonwealth, and excited for the Derby coming up.
So, speaking of coffee, one of our sponsors wanted to make sure everybody that was a guest of ours got one of these. This is from Elizabethtown. This is Cupper's Choice and Fonte's Coffee.
Outstanding. Had an opportunity, I think, to have their coffee before. Excited about a Kentucky Proud product. Excited about any small business starting up in Kentucky supporting our families.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, and this is the Derby blend. So
oh, I love it.
Yeah, you'll get to enjoy the Derby in another way now.
It, with coffee that says front runner, I just might be able to pick a Derby winner this year.
Well, you were just in E-Town on Friday, and you were at the new interchange that we have.
We were at the new interchange, which is incredible at Glendale. That's going to take a little bit of the pressure off the residents of Glendale that have been so good to the rest of the Commonwealth, welcoming that largest investment in the history of Kentucky, that game-changing, state-changing investment, Blue Oval SK. Blue Oval SK is so big, it sponsored the announcement of Kentucky's new coach.
Oh, wow, well, I didn't even yesterday. Think about that, yeah.
And then we went over to Kruger, which, what a great packaging company, you know, making corrugated boxes over there, everything from Little Caesar's Pizza to others. A lot of good employees, an incredible amount of automation. We think it is the most advanced plant of its kind in the world right now.
That's fantastic. Also heard you got a little ribbing there from some folks from out of state. They kind of dressed up for you.
They did. We had some UT fans that are Kentucky taxpayers. and thus, on their spirit day, they came all decked out in the yellow or the orange. No, it's not our team. So orange, yellow.
Yes. Who cares what color? It could be purple. We don't care.
Yeah, but we got to have a good time, and they you can tell they love their employees. What a great company.
And the Derby is something that is near and dear to you. I know that you have grown up with the Derby. What is your favorite part of the Derby? Not to put you on the spot, well, to pick one thing.
Yeah, all my first jobs were in horses. My very first job out 14 was mucking stalls, which prepares you for Frankfurt, if
Yay.
Any job does. But the Derby is, I mean, such a special event every year. I think I'm 30-plus Derbies now. You know, I think it's you hear my old Kentucky home, the rumble as the horses come down that last stretch. And actually, when you are where we are, because you got to be over on the winner's circle side to hand out the trophy, you actually feel it. And you feel that rumble from the crowd, and it's going through every molecule of your body.
But there's nothing like it.
Amazing feeling. It's everyone's excitement.
Yeah.
That you can somehow physically or almost spiritually feel. It's pretty neat. And then just seeing that last stretch and which horse is going to push through. It's a special moment. The mint juleps aren't bad either.
I was going to say, you know, there's so much culture behind this and so much history. And this is that one time that for a day, Kentucky is the center of the world.
We are. All of the world's eyes focus on us, and they see the very best of our hospitality. They see the skill that we have in breeding and raising and racing these horses. They see the hospitality we have from all our hotels to everything that goes on at the track. It's a pretty neat day. You know, some people leave maybe not having seen a horse at all, but having a really good time.
Well, so they're hoping for a record number this year with the 150, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we have more and more every year, so if I know one thing about Churchill Downs, they'll figure out another way to get more people in here. Every year.
Well, and all the people that work behind the scenes, it's not just the people that we see here at Churchill Downs. You know, there's so much that goes into the pulling this event off, and so thankful for those people that do the behind the scenes work.
Absolutely. And the industry itself supports so many people, from farmers that are baling the hay, that ultimately feed these horses, to those that work on the backside, and proud that we're providing more and more services for those on the backside that were overlooked for far too long. That's everything from my mom's charity, Horses and Hope, that does breast cancer screenings and has saved a lot of lives to the Backside Learning Center that's making sure that every child of somebody that works on the backside gets a great start at life.
So any parting thoughts or kind of giving us the look like it's time for you to move to another station?
Well, to everybody out there, whether you're coming to Churchill Downs or watching at home, enjoy it this year. We've been through really tough times in Kentucky. Now we're seeing really great times. We need to push out some of this skepticism and pessimism and division that seems to have a chokehold on our country, and just enjoy each other. Have fun with your neighbors. Don't argue about politics. Be thankful for all the great things that we have going on, and just have fun on Derby Day.
All right, Governor Andy Beshear, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank y'all.
We are Quixie 98.3.